My name is Chris Johnson, and recently I told you a story about my buddy the judge and how I left a note on his car when he was at work that said I was going to fuck him in the ass and drew a picture of a dick. You know, just normal shit that any well-adjusted 41-year-old man does to another adult. He sent the text to the group with a picture of what I wrote, and it just said, sigh. Actually, it said double sigh, because I think I pissed him off earlier and he said sigh to that. I don't remember what the initial sigh was for. It was something I said. Oh, I remember what the initial sigh was for. I've been naming my fantasy sports teams after the judge. And the judge has this pair of bedazzled jeans. I think he said he got them at the fucking Salvation Army or Goodwill or whatever the fuck. Or Marshalls. I don't fucking know. He got them off some fucking clearance rack because he doesn't give a shit. But, you know, they're fucking jeans and the fucking back pockets, they're like fucking bedazzled. They get fucking bedazzled jeans. So they were a big hit. When I saw those, they were a big fucking hit with me. Like, judge, what's on your ass there, buddy? What are those gems on your ass? What are you rocking there? Where do you got those fucking rhinestones on your ass? And he would just like sigh heavily, heavy sigh. This motherfucker's at it again. I named one of my recent fantasy team the judge's bedazzled jeans. And I sent him a picture of the fucking team name. So he sent back a text to the group that just said sigh. And then, you know, later that same day, he found a note with a big penis drawn on it on his windshield. And then, you know, it was a double sigh. And then you know what happened the next day? I got a fucking text message from the judge. Actually, it went to the group. It went to the group text with Judge and Nitz and fucking Gonzo. And the text message was a photo of a water bottle that said, like, reach the beach 5K or whatever the fuck. And it said, Chris, is this yours? I was like, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't think it is anymore. I think it's yours now, man. And then he didn't respond to that. And I want to tell the story about that fucking water bottle because I just fucking love it. Listen, I love me some me. I can't get enough of me. This fucking podcast is all about fucking me just talking to fucking whoever the fuck is going to listen to my bullshit. I got a whole bunch of people on my phone I can fucking text. Are they going to respond to me? Probably fucking not. You know which fucking random shit I just send out to the fucking ether that never gets fucking responded to? I scream into the fucking void with these fucking people. I'm sure a lot of these people love me. It's fine. I'm not trying to fucking guilt trip anybody into fucking responding to my fucking texts. If you know me well enough and we're close enough for me to send you just a stream of fucking bullshit, we're probably on good terms. And in truth, I don't expect fucking anybody to respond to any of my fucking bullshit. But I need constant stimulation. I'm like that fucking toddler banging pots and pans together in the fucking hallway. I need you to pay attention to me, goddammit. So I put out a fucking podcast. And then I can see that people fucking listen to it. And then, you know, when people don't respond to every little fucking thing I fucking text them, I can just be like, well, people don't listen to my fucking podcast. I can just put the fucking podcast story up. People don't respond to the fucking podcast. But this fucking water bottle is something I won, quote unquote, or got at a fucking 5K. You know how much shit I get at fucking races these days? Back when I fucking started doing these runs, it was like a fucking novelty. Like, holy shit, they're gonna give me a fucking water bottle? I got a fucking medal for this? Everybody gets a fucking medal? You know how many fucking medals I got now? My whole fucking bedroom wall is covered with medals, and I got the extras in a fucking drawer somewhere. I'm a big game hunter with medals now. I want the big shit. I want fucking marathon medals, half marathon medals, fucking 30K medals, the big shit. All this fucking rinky dink, hey, everybody gets a medal shit. I'm fine with that. Sometimes I go to these goddamn races, and I'm like, I hope I didn't finish third in my age group because I don't get a fucking medal. Like, it's a fucking thrill when I don't see my fucking name up there. It's good and bad because one, I want to see my name up there because I'm fucking arrogant and narcissistic and I'll be like, dude, I beat all you motherfuckers. But on the other side, it's like, fuck, what am I going to do with this fucking medal? I got too many medals. Don't get me wrong. I like the medals. And I'm not giving away the fucking medals. It's just, you know, I got a lot of shit. So what I've been doing with this shit is like, I'm in part of like a Yankee swap fucking gift for, you know, Christmas time. I just give the shit away. I buy like a normal gift and I also like, I throw in like fucking cups and all this fucking race gear and I just fucking give it away as the fucking gift. So if you get my gift, you get something I actually bought and all this extra fucking swag. But I decided, just because I thought it'd be fucking hilarious, I'm just gonna start taking random shit that I win, and when I go to the judge in Nitz's house, I'm just gonna fucking start leaving it all over the house. Listen, they got a kid, they got two dogs, they got another kid on the way, they got a lot going on, so they're not fucking paying attention to shit, so I can fucking hide a water bottle in the house and they're not gonna fucking find it. That water bottle that he fucking texted me about the other day, that was in his house for 3 fucking weeks. I was at his place in the middle of August, like August 20th or some shit, and I got a fucking text about the water bottle on September 7th. First thing I did when I got there, I fucking walked in, I greeted everybody, I was there a little late because I was working that day. I got to work early, but I was still later than everybody else. I had the water bottle like in a bag, and then I walked into the kitchen, and I looked around, and I was like, I'm putting this fucking thing right behind the can opener, and then I completely fucking forgot about it until he sent that text the other day. And I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do too, and he's listens to this shit, so he's gonna fucking know. I'm gonna start writing his fucking name on it. I'm already fucking planning this shit out. I'm gonna start writing his name on the fucking bottom of it on the off chance that he's not listening to this. And then he's gonna be like, did you fucking leave this here? I'll be like, I don't know, dude, check the bottom. I write my name on shit. And he's gonna turn it up and it's gonna say the fucking judge on the bottom. And The fucking hilarity is going to ensue. Listen, when you're a dickhead, you gotta think like 8 steps ahead. I got all this shit fucking cooking at once. He's gonna be on to me now, though. I'm gonna have to start sneaking this stuff in. Maybe we're not paying attention. It's getting colder out too, so everybody's gonna be in the house. It might be more difficult. It's easier in the fucking summertime. We're all outside and shit. Hey, I gotta go to the bathroom or something. I'm just gonna put my bag in here and hide just a random fucking trinket in your kitchen. I told the people I work with too. I went on Slack. I was like, fellas, I've been leaving just random items at my friend's house. And they reacted to it. They reacted to it via emojis because they're fucking millennial kids. But you know what? Fine. Any reaction is a good reaction. Unless you tell me to go fuck myself. But that's kind of a good reaction too. I can make a fucking podcast about being told to go fuck myself. You know how many fucking podcasts I've made about people telling me to go fuck myself? I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and fucking Twitter or X or whatever the fuck that dickhead wants to call that stupid fucking site now. But I'm there at Johnson Hates You. I'm also on my Facebook timeline. You can catch the podcast there. And if you're into photos, videos, all that hot shit, Instagram, maybe 5 minutes.